This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Kristen Hayer, and I'm the founder and CEO of the Success League. We are a boutique consulting and training company that focuses on customer success. I founded the company 5 years ago, and we help companies build exceptional customer success programs that drive retention and customer revenue. I host a podcast about customer success called Strike Deck Radio, and I've written over 100 articles about customer success and leadership. Thanks so much for inviting me to join you on your podcast today.
Kristen, how are you involved with user adoption?
One of the biggest things we work with our customers on is user adoption, and the focus of customer success should be on delivering a return on investment, and fully adopting the solution they purchased is typically a very important part of the value a customer expects. The role of a customer success manager is to uncover the business outcome each customer desires, map out a path and goals to achieve those outcomes, and help the customer hit those milestones and results. When product usage features heavily in the path to achieving the customer's desired outcomes, user adoption is critical. So we work with our customers to help them design new customer onboarding programs that drive adoption, as well as product release processes that ensure customers understand and adopt important new features.
Kristen, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
A big success we were a part of was in working with one of our clients on their pilot program. We were frustrated because they were losing customers after their pilot. They weren't converting to customers. As we worked with them to dig into what was really going on, we found that the sales and customer success teams were only focused on one value point, and that was reducing employee turnover. But when we spoke to their customers, we uncovered that most of them really weren't all that interested in employee turnover. Ultimately, every customer we spoke with had a different business outcome that they were looking for from that pilot. However, since nobody in the company was talking to them about the outcome that they cared about or helping them draw the line between adopting the solution and achieving that outcome, they ended up abandoning the solution. So when we trained the team to focus on each customer's unique expectations, they were able to speak in terms the customer cared about, demonstrate value, drive adoption, and ultimately keep customers in the pilot and in the solution in the long run as well. In terms of challenges, we see a number of challenges that our clients face with user adoption, but I would say the biggest challenge is that most customer success professionals don't think of adoption as a change management effort. I think the reality is that most of the time when somebody is adopting especially a technology solution, they're either going from nothing to that new solution or from a different solution that works in a pretty different way to that new solution. And in both cases, change is involved and change is always difficult. I get frustrated every time I buy a new phone because I have to take the time to learn where everything is and all the new features. And that's a pretty simple example. If you consider the amount of change involved in a more complicated technology solution, you realize that the effort to get someone to change how they work is pretty significant. And when you apply the lens of change management to user adoption, it makes it much easier to solve for challenges.
Kristen, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Two things. I think first, talk to your customers and be sure you understand how they view the value your solution brings to the table. It's really easy to fall into the trap of thinking every customer values the same thing, but they really don't. So don't fall for your own marketing rhetoric. If you go deeper with your customers, you'll understand how to deliver the value they care about, where user adoption matters and where it doesn't, and you'll be able to position everything in the customer's own language. Second, remember that user adoption means change. There are some great resources out there that can help you learn to lead change management efforts. One of my favorites is the book Harvard Business Review's 10 Must Reads on Change Management, and it's a series of articles about change management and how to lead that. If you keep in mind that user adoption almost always means learning something new and changing how you work, it will help you empathize with customers and design resources to help them through that change.
Kristen, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Our team at the Success League has written a number of blog posts and articles about user adoption and change management. If you visit our website at thesuccessleague.io and click on our blog page, you can search on that topic. We also offer a weekly newsletter with a fresh article on customer success, which you can also sign up for on that same page. And also feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm Kristen, and that's K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Hayer, H-A-Y-E-R, at the Success League.
Great. Well, thanks, Kristen.
Thanks so much for having me on the podcast today.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.